This is Deborah from learnwithplayathome.com, and you're listening to Raising Playful Tots.
Thank you for joining me for another episode of Raising Playful Tots. I'm glad that you could stop by today. My name's Melissa. Welcome to the Play Space. It's here that we focus on play that we want to see and experience in our homes. We cover simple parenting and simple play related topics to inspire, teach, challenge, and lead us to have a great time with these kids. And also, so that we can introduce a new play idea, or two, or three. If you're new to the show, welcome. And hi to the regular playmates. Plenty of room, so come join us as we play with frozen stars made from baking soda. He's experimenting again. I love the awe and wonder of science experiments. And this one is from littlebinsforlittlehands.com, and it's called Frozen Stars Fizzy Baking Soda Science. For more science activities, have a look at funaday.com. They have a summer science experiments for kids section. And they have a big collection of science experiments because they are part of the second annual Schools Out, a top 10 summer blog hop. And that's being held over at thisreadingmama.com. There are over 300 summer activities for fun and learning all week long across all of the blogs that she mentions. Now, I know I've rattled off quite three or four different places that you can go. You can rewind and listen to catch those, or you can nip on over to raisingplayfultots.com/163, because that's the link to the show notes. And I usually always put in a link for all the things that we talked about during the show there. So if you are running or in the car listening to Raising Playful Tots, then you don't have to worry. There is a place where you can pick up all of these links and be able to refer back to them a little later. I love quotes. Quotes can be really inspiring and really lift you on days when you're feeling quite low. And I have a board full of positive family quotes that I've started to pin to. And I'm part of a parenting quote board, which I mentioned the last time, that I also pin to and share in with others that have got really positive messages for parenting. Because there's so many times when you're carrying on and you think that everything is going well, and then stuff happens, and it would be really helpful if you had something that could really lift you up, change your direction, cause you to think, cause you to pause, cause you to do something different. Laugh, smile, appreciate something else. And this quote caught me a long time ago, but it really works for today. And it says, "Don't forget a person's greatest emotional need is to feel appreciated." Don't forget a person's greatest emotional need is to feel appreciated. And that's by H. Jackson Brown. What I found really interesting about that quote is the appreciation bit. And in our quest for feeling appreciated, we do forget that we have our emotional ups and downs. Does that happen in your house too? And I thought it would be really good to share one tool that I found that really helps the children to understand how to feel appreciation and to show appreciation. We have three boys that are in our family, and sometimes it can be really difficult to tell people how to do service. It's actually better to show children how to do service. But we tend to do that at Christmas time, and that's not the only time that you can do it. One of my boys was in a particularly emotional mood, stomping around, feeling that nobody understood what they were doing, and it seemed to be in a really dark place. And that meant that the other two boys were a bit wary and concerned because they couldn't reach their brother. They couldn't see what he wanted, and they could tell his doors were being slammed and they were walking around almost on eggshells. They didn't know what to do. And what is nice about having a large family is that we tend to congregate and talk about what we can do to help each other, and I really like that. And the two the two kids came over and said, you know, he's obviously really upset. What can we do to make him feel happy? What can we do to make him feel happier? They'd tried different things, but hadn't worked really well for them. And we thought maybe he needed some space. So that was a really good opportunity to kind of sit down and talk a little bit about, you know, when we're not happy about something, sometimes it's good to just be in our own company. Sometimes it's good not to be in our own company, and sometimes we don't know when that is. So just having the opportunity to sit and talk about a situation that was happening was really cool, because they could then use that information for themselves when they get into that position. Being able to talk about what's happening and not just while they are actually in it. We were trying to think of ways in which we could make them happy, and we thought at dinner time we could do something, but I thought, you know what? What happens if we could show them how we feel right now? And I remembered an article that I'd read about gratitude boards, and I thought, why don't we do an appreciation board for our family? Now, our last name is an A, and appreciation starts with an A, so that made it really easy. So we did an appreciation for the Avila family. So that worked really well. And this is what we did. We got a whiteboard, just happened to have one knocking around, as you do as a mum, somewhere lurking. And I cut out some letters with the help of the two kids that were in front of me. And we cut out letters really roughly. The whole idea was just to get the letters out. It wasn't for perfection and making them look great. And we put them on this whiteboard and we stuck them down with glue, just like an acrostic. So we had the A in the top left corner, and going across the top it says appreciation. And going down from the A we had our last name, Avila. And we were able to get the whole thing on, just appreciation, Avila. And so what we thought we would do is, whenever a child was in the grumps, was feeling a bit fed up and cross with the whole world because we didn't understand their point of view, or they were just cross, we would write some positive things on the board. Now, of course, I went out and got some fancy pens, all in different colours, and the whole idea was that we would have five different colours so that we could tell each person had their own colour and they could write their own messages to that person. But of course, it doesn't work out that way in the family. People just use whichever colour that they want and draw pictures, and I just love the way that they experimented and changed this whole thing. So here we have this board, and we have the name of the person in the middle of it. And during the whole week, we can spend time writing anything that we like positively about that one person. And we have it by our dinner table, and so everybody can see it that comes to sit down at the table. Sometimes we mention it, sometimes we don't, but everybody checks it. It's funny how everybody checks it, and they keep an eye on who's been on the board, whose turn it is next, and what's been written. And it's really powerful, because sometimes it's just a picture, sometimes it's something that they've done with that person, and it really helps to change them. And so we actually selected one particular person, but the first time we did this was when this incident had happened for like the third or fourth time. There was this big explosion, lots of emotion, two children that were a bit wary of another child, and we sat down and we wrote all the positive things that we could think about that particular child. And we just left it on the side. We knew that he had to come down for dinner. We knew that he was pretty upset. And when he came down, he saw those things and he started to mellow. And of course, one of the first things that you say when you're a brother is, of course, you spelt that wrong. Because that's what brothers do, right? They point out each other's mistakes. And that brother was particularly gracious and just went over, changed the spelling and put it in. And they started to talk about the funny pictures that they'd done and the memories that they had. And so it was kind of cool. We started a new tradition of having it. And while we're at dinner, it kind of evolved to what we do now, which is maybe once a week, we will change the name of the person in the middle and we get to write positive things. If it's your birthday, automatically you get your name on the appreciation board and then you get it read out to you at dinner time for you to be able to hear it being said by everybody around the board. Now, what we really, really like about the appreciation board is the positive messages that come up, because you don't really think of them until you see them. And when you have brothers that are fighting a lot and getting on with each other for part of the time too, you don't always believe what you see. So they say that they love you and that they didn't mean to hurt you, but really deep down, sometimes children really believe that they did. But to see it actually written down on the board seems to change the way that you see things. And you can refer back to it. I've been able to say, no, he doesn't hate you. Come, let's go and look what he's written on the appreciation board about you. And they can not just remember what's said, they can see his handwriting and know what he meant. My youngest little one is 5 and a half, almost 6. And we have to ask him what his comments are, because not all of his words are clear. He sometimes draws pictures, but he will share what he has written down on his appreciation board. And it's really great modeling, because he says things that his older brothers are saying and the older brothers model off him, and all of us get in on the act. My husband does, I do, we all write on the board. And if you're a visitor to the house and you want in, the pens are right there by the board. You can add to the board too. So we've been doing this for quite a while. So Mother's Day, we had my mum was up there, I was up there, and then we've had birthdays we've been through, we've done some of those too. So appreciation boards are a really good way of tangibly focusing on appreciating members of the family. Having a time when you can actually say some of the things that you want to hear said in your family. We often say you need to be kind, you need to be good, you need to say thank you. But here is an opportunity for the kids to actually do it themselves. It comes from within them, what they really want to say, their authentic voice. It's not just parroting what we're saying. I tend to leave my appreciation off until closer towards the end of the week, or just to allow them to be able to say what they want to say without feeling that I'm leading them. I lead them in many different ways all week in the way in which I would like them to go. But I still want them to develop their own voice, their own way of appreciating. And so this appreciation board has really helped our family to be able to express how we're feeling, and we actually have it. Now, the next step, I guess, is to take a picture. And I know that some of the boys have said that. Can they take a picture of their appreciation board when it's their week so that they can remember? And that's a brilliant idea, to be able to look back when things aren't going so well. So let's go to that place now when you're dealing with your frustrated child. They're angry with the world, with you, with their brothers, with things. You can't get any play out of them. It's kind of what time has stopped. You can look back at the appreciation board and bring them back to that place where they're not angry, where they weren't sad, when they could see that their family was loving on them. And that is really, really powerful. I really like appreciation boards as a mum, because it gets me out of that thinking all the time that I have to fix the kids. They're just not doing well. They're not getting anywhere. They're not improving in the way in which I want them to improve. And that's a terrible mindset that is easy to fall into as parents. But the appreciation board really changes your mindset and makes you think, okay, let's focus on what they are doing really well. And you're not limited to what you put on your appreciation board. That's up to you. We've had sentences, we've had experiences, we've had movie titles where we watched something and something funny happened and they wanted to remind them of it. These are great, great memory joggers, appreciation boards. What's really interesting about the appreciation board is how the kids gather around it. They like to read what other people have written about the other members that are in the family, and they add to it, and sometimes they challenge what's been written there. It's not good enough, or it's too much. They want to have a discussion about it, and they're actually talking about how they feel and their feelings. And that's kind of interesting to see young children interacting and trying to work out what's a better way of saying something and appreciating someone. We had another incident recently where the person that was upset was a different one than the mix that we'd had before. And so now we were able to talk about, well, the last time you were really upset, what do you think we were doing? And that's a really interesting conversation. And the other person that was now upset had already had that type of conversation before. And they knew that we would be writing about them on the appreciation board. And so by the time they came downstairs and had calmed down, they kind of were glancing in that direction. They knew that this was a mechanism that they could use to calm down and to reset and to improve their mood. And I think anything that gets that done is really cool. We've talked about that a bit before here on Raising Playful Tots when we talked about bypassing the grumps. We talked about some of the ways that you can get rid of the anger and the frustration and get back to being calmer. And that's really hard. Some of the things that we've been taught to do is to take a deep breath. And that doesn't work for every child, and it does work for some, but the more tools that you can use to help, the better it can be. And this is another tool that can help in that arsenal of tools to help you calm down, have a pause and a reset, and start again, is actually instituting an appreciation board in your house. Now, the one thing I did really worry about with an appreciation board was people putting on rude things because they're mad and upset with their brother, that instead of putting on something nice, that they would be really mean. Well, it's not happened yet. And I think part of that has been because of the way we've talked about it, that we how we deal with our anger and frustration, and how we did mention that we can recognize everybody's handwriting. So I think they realized that if they did do anything like that, then they would be found out, and that would be just a lot worse. To have a terrible thing on the appreciation board kind of is not the point of the appreciation board. Any opportunity that you can find to talk about emotions when they're happening, but it doesn't actually apply to that particular child, is really, really interesting. Being able to show how different people react in different ways is really good for kids to be able to see. You don't have to go really deep, but that we're beginning to see that some of the kids at home prefer to be by themselves when they're angry. Some like to be cheered up, some don't cheer them up at all. Some like to listen to music, some don't want to listen to music, they just want silence completely. Some want you to tell them silly jokes, some just say, give me some jobs to do, I'd much rather go do some weeding or tidying or laundry or something. Some want to just talk it out. All of these things you don't learn until you start talking about them. And it's really cool for the little kids to start appreciating that we all have our personalities, and we can work with who we are to be able to get on with everybody that's in our household. Well, I hope that this has been interesting. You've learned a little bit about making your own appreciation board, and I'd be interested to see your appreciation boards. I will leave a picture of mine and the instructions of how we made ours in the show notes so that you'll be able to see it. And I hope that you will be looking at using this type of tool, appreciation boards, for your children. Maybe they will be drawing pictures if they're not using words. Maybe you'll be writing some of the words out for them as you go through dinner. Perhaps you might have a dinner table topic where you decide that you keep one child in mind, and every day for a week at one of the meals that you have all together, that you write down one thing about that person, and you as the adult can write that down while the youngsters give you all these different ideas, or you can draw pictures and see the difference in your home. So that's the one thing I'd like to leave you with this week, is that appreciation boards work. They're a lot of fun. you can set up rules to start with, or no rules, and you can just let it evolve if you want to. But having somewhere where you can focus positive words for each member regularly will only be a blessing in your home. Well, thank you for taking the time to listen to me. Maybe I've been on the run with you, or I've been outside in the garden as you've been weeding, because gosh, I need to get out into the garden and do that with mine. Maybe you took Raising Playful Tots with you while you are on your commute to work, or I'm speaking to you in the darkness as you listen before you go to bed. I'm so glad that you took time to listen today, and know that you are not alone in your parenting. You're not alone in raising a playful tot. There are a lot of things that are going on behind the scenes over here that I just wanted to quickly get you up to date on. We are moving, and as a military family, we're all in full-on declutter mode. We're moving from the UK to Georgia in August, September time. And with that, this being June when I'm recording this, it means that we are fully trying to get our heads around the fact that we are internationally moving again, and so quickly. So there has been a lot of activity in the background, and this is why we've not had as many shows and blog posts as normal, because something's got to give. Let's be honest, something's got to give. And so I hope you bear with me as I try and get out some shorter shows for you in the next few weeks. And I hope to be fully back with you once we get all our equipment and everything safely packed and travelled as we go along. Well, I'll keep you informed as we're going along of what's happening. But we're really, really excited about all the changes that are happening. But as you can imagine, moving a family of five with three children in school is pretty full on. Getting everything ready and saying all our goodbyes and our thank yous and seeing different people, downsizing and doing all of those things. It's pretty full on. For feedback and comments about the show, for topic suggestions or guest ideas, show notes, if you want to drop me a line, talk to me about something, then make sure that you visit raisingplayfultots.com. And this show is show number 163. If you would like to take your play and parenting from good to better, check out my individual coaching. Or if you'd like to embrace the simple and slow parenting and play lifestyle, the Raising Playful Tots note. I'll speak to you again soon. You've been listening to Raising Playful Tots, show number 163. Come over and play next week. Until then, find time for some unplugged play. Join with me each week as we share, learn, and laugh together about making the most of early childhood playtime. Goodbye.